Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. If you're a relatively normal person, on a daily basis you're thinking, okay, what are we going to have for dinner? What are we going to have for breakfast? What do the kids want? Do I need to go to the grocery store? Well, on this show, we've got some great tips for you. Let's talk about food. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Joel Gameron. Joel is a chef and author. Hey there, Joel. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you, Gary?
Doing great. So you're a chef, right?
I'm a chef, Gary. I feed people.
Awesome.
That's what I do.
Well, one thing I do know about you is you're a boy from the Pacific Northwest. We're in Portland. You're from Seattle originally, right?
Yeah, and there's always been a big competing, which city is better? So I'm curious, what do you think, Gary?
Well, I've lived in Portland for quite a while, although I did live in Seattle when I was younger. I prefer Portland.
Ooh. Ooh, why do you prefer Portland? I'm just curious.
Because it's a cool town. There's so much.
It is a really cool town.
Yeah, it's like a big town. It's not really a, it is a city, but it feels more like a big town.
Yeah, and I think Seattle feels a little bit more like a city. I would agree with that. I think there's pluses and minuses to both, but when it comes to food, I'm going to give Portland the edge. I think that there's chefs taking bigger risks over there, and you guys over in Portland are open to eating some weird stuff.
Hey, it's definitely a foodie town here.
Yeah, totally.
So tell us more about yourself, Joel.
Yeah, so been a chef now for about 20 years. I was the head chef for a company called Sur La Table. I know Sur La Table is well known in this part of the country, but basically it's a kitchen retailer. So we put on cooking classes inside of a store, and we had 80 stores across the country, and I would run them all. And during that time, I got recognized and got put in different situations where I was able to kind of spread my love for cooking even farther. And let's see, I go on the Today Show once a month, and I have a cooking show called Scraps, which is on Hulu. So at the end of this interview, Gary and your audience, if you want to binge more of me, that's where you go. And I have a cookbook called Cooking Scrappy that we put out with HarperCollins. So yeah, I mean, a big part of my approach is sustainability, but more than anything, and a huge reason why I'm here with Anycart as well, is I just want to make it easier for people to get home cooking on their table.
I've seen you on the Today Show.
You have?
Yeah, I have. I'm a regular watcher.
Who's your favorite?
Of the regular cast on the Today Show? Gotta love Hoda.
Yeah, the regular cast.
Hoda. She's the best.
Hoda's the best, and she's so sweet. And she calls me on my birthday, and there's been two episodes of Gone Today Show where I've accidentally cut Hoda, or Hoda cut herself.
Oh, no.
I was teaching her how to use a knife, and she was bleeding on live television. So if you guys want a good laugh, you can go YouTube me making a total fool of myself with Hoda.
I will look that up. That's awesome.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
So what prompted you to become a chef?
You know, I don't know. A lot of people have asked me that. Growing up, my parents got divorced, and before they got divorced, we had so many big meals on the table at home. And then after we got divorced, it's just the food stopped hitting the table. We kind of fell apart as a family. And I realized even as a young kid, when I cooked, my family would get back together. So I realized the stickiness of food, the power of the community part of food, and I think that's what initially drew me in.
The kitchen table is a really important part of the family.
Yeah. Oh, we all know this. I mean, that's where it all goes down. Yeah, that's where it all goes down. That's where you talk about your day and you check in. And so the kitchen table is holy. And again, it's a place that I know myself and Anikart, we both have this passion about how do we get people around that table more.
Well, how do you get people to cook more, too? Because, you know, there's so many conveniences out there. We can just go stop and get food delivered, even, or just stop at a fast food place. You know, I like to cook myself, but I'm not super adventurous with it. So how do you get people to cook and to maybe be more adventurous?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, first and foremost, everyone loves to eat. So there's not anyone who does not love to eat. Everyone loves to eat. So you got to find out what people love to eat. And then you got to teach them how to make that from scratch. And 99% of the time they realize, man, this is so much easier than I thought. And it tastes so much better. So that's the gateway into cooking, is you've got to find someone, find the dish that they love, and then inspire and engage them. And that is literally why I get up in the morning. I get up in the morning to inspire people to cook more. I think that when you cook more, you save money, you save the planet, you have so much better food on your table. And I honestly believe it just breeds community memories and everything that we love about life.
That has been something fun I've been doing during the pandemic, is kind of experimenting with more stuff. And because restaurants haven't been open, they're open now, but they weren't open during much of the pandemic. So you kind of had to cook for yourself and make stuff up and have a good time.
Yeah. So have you enjoyed it?
I have. Yeah. It's been fun.
Do you think that you'll carry it on past the pandemic?
I do, yeah, because I was one of those guys who would stop at the grocery store after work and buy whatever I wanted for dinner that night and do that practically every day. Now I actually grocery shop. I go and buy stuff that's going to last for a week.
It's awesome. And are you actually going to the store, or are you grocery shopping online?
I'm going to the store. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to convert you to Anikart today.
Okay.
You're
going
to love it.
Well, tell me about Anikart. What is that?
So Anikart is really, I mean, they are the first grocery shopping engine making eat groceries super, super easy. And I think that's the thing, is there's a lot of people, and people don't realize how many people, because of the pandemic, are ordering groceries online for the first time. And it's scary, you know? Are you going to get that onion the way you expected? Is that chicken going to come fresh? They are making it easier than anyone else that I've seen, and that's why we've really teamed up with them. Also, a lot of these other e-groceries, they're tagging on so much added costs. I mean, you know, what you're paying to go through one of their competitors is nuts. So from the delivery fee, from they'll put just an operating cost on top of it. So Anikart makes it really accessible. There's no added cost whatsoever, which really allows anyone to grocery shop conveniently from their own home.
And is it grocery store specific?
No. So it finds, so you can log into Anikart and then it will find the grocery store closest to you and work with that grocery store. And I think one of the coolest things, and why I'm involved with Anikart, and why I really believe in the future, is they're really coming at it from, you know, we shop with what recipe we're craving, right? And so if you're craving chicken parmesan, you can literally go on their website. I have a page there. You can go and check out my recipes. With one click, chicken parmesan will go into your cart and it will be at your house. So it's no more, oh, I have to go find the mozzarella, now I got to type in chicken. They just, with one click away, you can eat what you're craving.
That sounds super convenient, because I've done that. If I'm going to do this recipe and I get to the grocery store and forget one of the ingredients, and then I'm screwed.
Oh my, isn't that the worst?
It is the worst.
And then you're like, what do you replace with lemon? You know, how do you, I've been there before. Sometimes you get some good food out of that, but usually it's a kitchen disaster.
How do you help people with weeknight dinner planning? Or just meal planning in general?
Yeah, and Gary, you know, I've got two kids under 2.5. So I'm learning to be a new parent. Even though I have all the skills of a chef, my time has just become so different, right? Like when I get home from work, you know, I have kids hanging off me. And so it really differentiates on what your situation is and who you are. But the biggest way to plan out your meal is to grocery shop once. So I go on Anycart, I go once a week, I choose the meals with my family. All right, this day we're going to have, you know, a farro bowl. The next day we're going to do roasted chicken. The day after that we're going to do a grilled salmon with bok choy. And I'm just clicking those recipes and it's lining them up. And I know I'm not going to forget the ingredient because it's automatic. And bada bing, bada boom, we feel like we have everything in our house in one day and we're set up for the week.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to give it a try.
Yeah.
We're talking today with chef and author Joel Gammarin. It says here that you're also a food waste advocate. What does that mean?
That's a good question. What does that mean? it means that...
Do you collect old food?
Yeah, I collect old food. I put it on the shelf. And yeah, no. 40% of the food that we produce in America actually gets thrown away. So imagine getting an Anycart delivery, picking up the bags that get delivered to you, and just dropping one in the trash. If you've got two bags, just dropping one in the trash. That's how much food we waste in America, almost half. And so I saw that as a chef. It's billions and billions and billions of dollars wasted. It is a huge impact on the environment. And I saw an opportunity, you know, as a chef. When I was in the restaurants, you would never waste a single thing, not a carrot peel, not a chicken bone, nothing, because that could all be potential profit. And I realized that home cooks were never taught that. So I wrote a book about this. I did a cooking show about this, and it continued to be just really bullish and excited about what you can do with what you normally throw away. So, for example, do you like peaches in the Pacific Northwest, Gary? Do you like to eat them?
Oh, we have some amazing peaches here, yeah.
Yeah, incredible peaches. And what people don't realize is that after you eat that juicy peach, the pit actually has tons of flavor. You can soak it in vodka and make peach pit vodka, which is incredible with cocktails. So that's an example of something I do. I look at what everyone else is not looking at and turn it into magic.
That sounds pretty amazing. I've kind of gotten into infusing vodka. I'm going to give that peach one a try. That's cool.
If you do, you just have to invite me over for cocktails. That's all.
So you said, like, in a restaurant, everything is used. So what would you use a carrot peeling for? How would you reuse that?
Yeah, there's so many ways you could use carrot peel. You can put it in a stock so your chicken soup tastes that much better. You could fry it and put it in a salad instead of croutons or on top of the soup as a garnish. There's so much you can do. So carrot peels are just, you know, I made a carrot peel cake. Banana peels are another one. I think any cartoon you watch in the world, they use banana peels to symbolize trash. But there's a lot of cultures that eat banana peels. You can do banana peel chutney. I've made banana peel bread and pancakes. It tastes great. When you cook a banana peel, it gets this really caramely, kind of plummy flavor, and you won't stop cooking banana peels once you've tried it.
I have never heard of that. I've actually tasted a banana peel, and it has kind of that weird texture to it, so I would never imagine it reusing it.
No, but the flavor is killer, and it's worth saving, so you got to try it out, Gary. I'll send you a recipe.
Okay. So talk about leftovers. What do you do with leftovers?
Yeah, leftovers are great. And that's honestly, you know, for a lot of people who are thinking, okay, Joel, I'm not eating peach pits and banana peels. Leftovers is a great way to not waste food. And I think what happens with leftovers is maybe you have some stale rice for some takeout you had from Chinese a couple days ago. Maybe you've got a little bit of steak in the freezer and some broccoli florets in the vegetable drawer. And sometimes you just get a little bit confused on, well, what do I make? How do I make this? And again, I go back to Anycart. You can go on their website and you can literally see, okay, cool. Well, I have these ingredients, but I'm missing these three. They show up to your door after work and you can put together a dish. So making the most of your dishes at home is really about just taking a minute, putting everything out in front of you, and then doing just a quick research of what could you do with these ingredients. And by the way, I've done this thing where if you go on Instagram and you hashtag scrap my fridge, and you take a picture of what you have, within 24 hours, I'll tell you what to make.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I don't want anyone throwing away their leftovers, Gary.
I guess not. Well, that's amazing. you really can do stuff with leftovers, like especially if it's something you can combine with eggs or something in the morning for breakfast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of us think of breakfast as legitimately it's eggs or it's cereal or it's fruit. But, I mean, leftovers can mean, I mean, breakfast can mean anything. You could have breakfast tacos. You could have breakfast bowls. You could have, so absolutely. And when I have leftovers, I always cook for more than the group I'm making. So there's four of us at home. I usually cook for six. I take it to lunch. I repurpose the meat. I'll chop it into a salad or into a sandwich, or I'll caramelize it into a soup. So that's another trick. It's always overcook, even though I'm telling you to save food. But trust me, if you can repurpose it, it makes cooking so much easier.
What do you say with families that have picky eaters?
Oh my gosh. I have a family of picky eaters, believe it or not. They all think I'm their personal chef.
Well, aren't you?
I know. And, you know, I hear these families who, you know, this kid has a dairy allergy, that one has an egg allergy, and the mom hates gluten. Okay, well, you know, what do you make? So the biggest thing I can say is choose one dish that everyone will like. So if someone doesn't eat chicken, obviously fried chicken is not on the menu. But choose one dish that everyone likes. So great, everyone loves, you know, grilled salmon with, you know, miso butter, which is a recipe I love to make. And then what you do is you start backtracking. You start saying, okay, well, butter is something that my kid doesn't like, so I'm going to replace that with vegetable oil. Or salmon is something that really, you know, rubs my kid the wrong way, so I'm going to replace that with cod. And again, you know, this is, I keep pointing back to it because it's a tool that is helping people with this, is when you can go to a site like Anycart who's making this easy, you can easily replace ingredients or just stock up on the things you need without having to go to the grocery store. And I'm going to go to this aisle for that person, this aisle for that person. But you can just switch out some key ingredients but still make the same thing. It makes cooking for picky eaters that much easier.
I was kind of thinking before we did this interview about parents who have, it's like mom and dad and a couple of kids, maybe three kids, and everybody wants something different. How do you handle that?
I'm telling you, when everyone wants something different, you just make one dish, you tweak a couple of key things, and you're good to go. That is the way to do it.
I think when I was a kid, my mom said, here's dinner, eat it or don't.
And are you alive, Gary?
I'm alive.
But, you know, I don't want to diminish. Some people do have celiac and diabetes, and, you know, dairy really doesn't agree with them. And that's okay. We want to support those people, too. The key is that you shouldn't change the whole meal for just that person. You make the meal and you figure out there's so many replacements now and so many places you can swap. So you make that meal and then you just kind of adjust it for that one or two people.
What is the one ingredient that you will never not put in your recipes?
I mean, okay, salt. I mean, you know, people are totally misunderstand salt. Salt is not a flavor, right? Salt is an enhancer. So if I salt Gary, you become more Gary-y. You become more Gary, right?
It's and like, more delicious. You know, lots more delicious.
And more delicious, exactly. So salt is always going to hit it, but I will say if you catch me without lemons, it must be a bad day. I love lemons.
So what do you do with lemons besides lemonade?
I do amazing salad dressings, marinades. I squeeze it over a soup to brighten it. I grill it even after I squeeze all the juice out, and more juice comes out, but it's like a jammy juice, like a candy juice that I love to use. I use the rinds and I pickle them. They're endless ways you can use your lemon.
In your scrappy days, have you ever done anything that really surprised you? I thought, wow, this is much better than I ever thought it would be.
Totally. I'll tell you one. When I was filming the TV show Scraps, I went to Montana, and I met up with a chef. This chef is amazing. He lost his arm in a hunting accident, and he's a chef that cooks with one arm. But he has a hook as a second arm, which is actually pretty cool because you can grab hot pans when I can't.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I was pretty jealous during the cooking. But he taught me. We went fishing for trout, and he taught me that you could eat the bones of the fish. So we fried the bones into almost a cracker, and we drank some beer in the river. We dangled our feet in, and we ate these fried fish bones, and he blew my mind. So there was a lot of stories like that where there's cultures or people who know these little secrets. They have these little nuggets that they were passed down from generations that I was really hoping to bring forward in the show. And it has been really inspiring people throughout.
Yeah, I would never imagine eating fish bones. That's
Gary, you're missing pretty, out, buddy.
I know. I'm going to have to give it a try. So many things you've taught me today, I'm going to have to give it a try. I'm going to be a busy guy.
You're going to be a busy guy. I want to know the weirdest thing you've ever had. Weirdest thing you've ever eaten.
Gosh. You put me on the spot. I don't know that I've ever eaten anything terribly weird, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, we're going to have to change that. That's my job. Let's get it going. Fish bones on the menu.
Okay. Why do you think people are more wasteful now with food than they used to be?
Yeah, it's just so much more convenient. You know, food is easy to be wasteful, right? And if you think about back in the Depression age, I don't know if your grandparents were like this, Gary, but I think a lot of people can relate to my grandma and grandpa. If I threw away a crumb, I would be sent to my room, a crumb.
Yeah.
And it's a different mentality, right? When the milkman came over, that's all the milk you had, right? And now there's so many different types of milk, I can't even name them all. You can make anything out of a milk. So I think it's the abundance. And then we went through this, this stage where food really became secondary to the hustle. And everyone was so busy with family and work that who cares? You eat this, throw the plastic on the ground or have half of it. So what we need to get back to is this idea that food is not a renewable resource. We are overfishing our rivers. We're overplanting our agriculture and our fields. And we need to be smarter about the way we shop and consume. And that's why, again, when you can go to an Anycart and really be smart about how much you're buying. When you buy online and you're not attracted to all the signage in a grocery store, or all the tricks that have been working for many years at a physical grocery store, you'll be surprised of how much less you'll buy and how much less you need. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, that's amazing. That's a great way to think about it. Yeah, it's really time to get back to kind of back to basics, right?
A 1,000%. I think that's a great way. And honestly, the pandemic has really proven that. I mean, 54% of people, you're not alone, Gary, are expressing more interest in cooking. So there's been a giant, giant climb. I mean, half the people that were not cooking are now cooking. And so that's exciting. So this back to basics is something we all had to do the past year and a half. And I hope and I believe it's here to stay.
Well, back to basics, and it's back to school time too right now. So advice do you have for people that are trying to get kids back in school and have meals ready for dinner and all that stuff?
Yeah, you obviously always cook from scratch, cook with whole foods. That's the best thing I can say is, when you can cook with whole, beautiful ingredients, it really makes a difference. But I would say choose recipes that don't take more than 15 minutes. Choose recipes that don't have more than 5 ingredients. Kids love simple food. Don't overcomplicate it. For my kid, I just made this falafel. It has edamame. It has mint. And you can actually shop that recipe on Anycart. So again, I know he loves those. You can click it, and it goes right to Anycart with one click. I have it. I have all the ingredients, and I can whip it up for them. So it's planning it out, being smart, but not trying to be too frou-frou or not too fancy with it all.
Yeah, kind of keep it back to basics, really.
You keep saying it, man. That's right.
So, Joel, if people want to get some of your recipes, maybe get more information on you, what's the best way to find out more about Joel?
Yeah, you can obviously go to my website, joelgamron.com. Also, I have a full page on anycart.com/@Joel-Gamron. And then right now, I mean, especially with back to school, you just mentioned it, Anycart's actually offering 10% off. So if you use the code back to school, the word to school 10, so back to school 10, 10% off. And again, you got to try it. It will make things so much more convenient for you and your family. So check it out at Anycart, or of course, head to my website.
Joel, this has been so fun. You've taught us so much about food.
I'm so glad. And Gary, you got to eat something weird.
I know. That's my first thing to do on my to-do list is to eat something weird. Joel, thanks.
Well, thanks for having me on.
We've been talking today with Joel Gamron, celebrity chef and author. If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.